I'm very happy now to welcome, joining us by phone, Irene Rawlings. Her book is Sisters on the Fly, Caravans, Campfires, and Tales from the Road. And she will be at Garcia Street Books this coming Tuesday, the 13th of July at 5 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
I am thrilled, absolutely thrilled to be with you and looking forward to Santa Fe.
Now, this is a kind of fun, odd, unusual thing. Sisters on the Fly, what's it all about?
Well, it's about a group of women that was started by two real sisters back in 1999. And the two real sisters will actually be there at Garcia Street Books next Tuesday. And it's a group of women who enjoy hanging out with each other, fixing up old trailers, beautiful vintage trailers, and going fly fishing. Or if they don't fish, they can ride horses. And if they don't ride horses, they can go to the Santa Fe Opera or do antiquing or whatever. They just enjoy hanging out with each other. It's like Girl Scouts. I should probably say this. It's like Girl Scouts except with martinis.
but it's grown-up ladies.
It is. And it is, you know, they inspire each other to go step outside their busy roles. Their mothers, their daughters, their grandmothers, their businesswomen, teachers, nurses, civil engineers, federal judges. And this is the time when they can get together and sort of be girls together like they were when they were girls, and then they go back and they become who they were, which is, you know, people in real life. But their trailers define them. They find these old trailers either on eBay or Craigslist or out in a farmer's field, and they buy them, they restore them. There'll be four, I think, trailers, if we can fit four in front of Garcia Street Books. They've asked us to bring some vintage trailers so people can see them and have a trailer tour after the book signing. And the four trailers I'm thinking of are so fabulous. They're beautiful old trailers that have been restored and given names like Mustang Sally and Rhinestone Cowgirl, that kind of thing. And they are just, they're as gorgeous on the outside with murals and paintings as they are on the inside with their wonderful decor.
So there's a bit of a cowgirl feel to it, though I don't think you're out roping cattle or anything.
No. There is Cowgirl College. There is. Some of the girls really enjoy that. The women are so diverse, and there are sisters in New Mexico, Arizona, Wyoming, Montana, Arkansas, Vermont. You know, so the interests are as diverse as the sisters. There are just about 1,500 sisters and 1,500 trailers all across the country. So roping cattle is only part of it. There is something, as I said, called Cowgirl College, followed by Cowgirl Prom, where women go to thrift stores and buy wonderful vintage prom dresses and wear them with their cowboy boots. And they dance with each other, or if they're on a ranch, they dance with those wonderful lean-hipped cowboys.
Now, you mentioned it was like the Girl Scouts in some ways.
Yeah,
do you tie knots and go backpacking and things like that?
No knots, no backpacking, but there are patches. And most of the girls have jean jackets, and they earn the patches, and they range from Purple Heart, you know, in case you are using baling wire and duct tape to put your trailer back together again and suffer an injury of some kind. No, nothing serious, but it has to be bigger than a broken nail. And then they're going potty outdoors. There are patches with cigars on them. There is actually one called Naked Nymphs because the patch came about when they were taking showers outside on Navajo lands because it was the only way that they could take the showers was by putting buckets above their heads. So anytime anyone suggests does something unusual, as I say, like going potty outdoors, they suggest a patch, and one of the sisters, who's very creative, designs a gorgeous little Girl Scout-type patch, and then we sew it on our jean jackets. And I say we. Let me tell you, I'm a journalist. I write books, and I write articles, and I thought I was looking at a story, and I thought it was just a wonderful book about sassy women who decorate vintage trailers and go on cross-country road trips. But by the time I turned in my manuscript, I was hooked, and now I'm sister number 1322. So I have a jean jacket with patches on it, too, just like everybody else.
Well, it sounds like great fun, Sisters on the Fly. So you've published a book about yourselves.
Yes. Well, not about myself, Mamie.
I mean,
I'm not in the book
y'all.
At all. Just about us all. And we are lots of trailers. There are recipes inside. The sisters are into Dutch oven cooking. And so there is a group of sisters, actually, that does Dutch oven cooking expertly, and they call themselves the Dutch Oven Divas of the Desert. And they meet every January in near Quartzsite, Arizona. And they have they show off their Dutch oven. Yeah, those things are heavy. Those cooking in cast iron is it's a heavy thing. One sister sent me over to a campfire and said, you know, bring that Dutch oven over here and we'll put it on the table. And so I went over and picked it up. I almost fell over on my face. And I said, this must weigh 50 pounds. And she looked at me and she said, well, honey, you don't have to go to the gym quite so often. So I thought this was a good thing, too. They're just a wonderful group of women who restore trailers and are there for each other. And it's not just always fun. You know, sometimes you get the call and you've got to go to whoever, you know, where there's life and love and everything else, there is also bad things that happen. And the sisters have traveling love quilts. They travel great distances when they get the call and they bring a handmade quilt, a casserole, hugging, they listen, they understand. And if they can't make it, they do handmade quilts and they send them off to whoever's having a challenge in life. It's just so the quilt can give them a lot of warmth until the sisters can get back together and put their arms around the person who's having the challenge.
The book is called Sisters on the Fly, and Sisters on the Fly, Caravans, Campfires, and Tales from the Road by Irene Rawlings. And once again, Irene and the Sisters and the Trailers will be at Garcia Street Books on Tuesday the 13th of July at 5 in the afternoon. And you can also check them out on the web at sistersonthefly.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. It's been a thrill.
We're going to take a break right now, and Robert Knott will be there in just a moment. Please stay tuned.